Stop 6, Web of Life.
On the left side of the trail, lying on its side, is a large tree that fell in recent years. Further in the woods, there are several more rotting logs, the remains of trees that fell years ago. Why do we leave all these dead trees around? We're letting nature recycle itself. Some might call this a dead tree, but fallen logs have lots of life within them. In fact, a dead tree is its own thriving natural community. Under a rotting log and beneath fallen leaves, recyclers are busy at work. Beetles, pill bugs, earthworms, and microscopic bacteria and fungi consume and digest organic matter. They break down the decaying material repeatedly, leaving behind rich humus and returning nutrients to the soil. Salamanders, toads, snakes, and spiders occupy these microhabitats, opportunistically feeding on worms and other invertebrates. As you continue to walk along this trail, look for more of these trees. Look for mosses and lichens growing on the bark. Decaying trees provide many of the nutrients that enable these other organisms to survive. You may see several dead trees lying on their sides, and some have decomposed to the point where they're almost gone, having been nourished by the soil as living trees, then as dead trees supporting the lives of other organisms, and now completing the cycle by returning to soil. There are several dead trees or snags standing, providing tasty insects and a protected nesting place for many cavity nesting birds such as wood ducks and woodpeckers.